what I'm really aware of is that right across the planet, there are women who feel called to step into a higher purpose, a higher self-expression, higher alignment, higher truth, and they are somehow caged or limited or restricted from stepping fully into the experience, into the embodiment of that vision and that reality, that calling, for a whole range of reasons. And what I find is that for myself and from my experience with clients over the last 20 years is that when we can get aligned and tapped in and in flow with our broader, higher consciousness, our higher selves, divine, spirit, universe, God, that higher energy of oneness and all that is, and when we can get into that higher frequency and vibration and feel aligned and that oneness, and that we are that vessel, full self-expression of this energy, when we can find that correction, when we can allow that natural alignment, and we are in that flow of feeling that oneness and being able to then step forth from a place of inner and higher power and knowing and trusting and guidance that isn't tainted or limited with our minds, where we're not elevated up into our higher consciousness, when we're down lower in a lower frequency, where we are then caged or tainted, or our wings are clipped by that lower vibration of doubt, second guessing, fear. Who am I to do that? You know, whether it's that kind of karma stuff of burnt at the stake sometime in a past life sort of energy, where we're not truly stepping up into that higher self-expression and calling, that there's pain around that. And what we can do to elevate is to elevate our energy and frequency, to elevate up that vibrational scale into a place where we're elevated beyond the fear, doubt, second guessing, worry, anger, resentment, blah, blah, blah. And we are in that flow of feeling that oneness and being able to then step forth from a place of inner and higher power and knowing and trusting and guidance. That is the key to us being on purpose and fully aligned with that higher sense of calling. And then that's part one. And then part two is the law of attraction, law of vibration, law of attraction that kicks in when we're operating more and more and more and more from that higher state frequency vibration, and that what we attract and draw into our lives is aligned. There's the synchronicity, there's the confirmation of that vibration. Because here's the thing, we are in every moment of every day vibrating a frequency somewhere on that vibrational scale. It's either low and you're therefore attracting from that low state, and everything will confirm, affirm, reaffirm that low state, or we're vibrating from a higher state and everything is attracted from that point of vibration and point of attraction. So if we're a lower vibration and our point of attraction is low, we're not going to attract things that confirm we're on path. Where if we manage our vibration, make our vibration our daily goal, and working more and more, not working more and more, and allowing more and more that natural state of high vibration. And that's the thing, guys, is it's a natural state of high vibration. And it's our minds that get in the way of that and bring us down that vibrational scale. So we want to be moving up the vibrational scale, and we want to be then attracting from that higher state, and the universe then provides everything in alignment with that. Because what we're at risk of doing is saying, oh, well, it's meant to be because this happened. Oh, I wasn't meant to do that because it didn't unfold or it didn't happen. But here's the thing. You're simply, we like that, bring it back to science. You are simply attracting in every moment, and the universe is bringing you whatever you're vibrating. So what arrives today is a past vibration. And so when we bring our vibration up, or when we elevate our vibration more and more and more, bring it up, then it's not like there's this God-like judgy universal force saying, oh, well done, you've done the right thing, or yes, we're confirming that you're doing the right thing. It's simply a magnet. You're simply a magnet for what's showing up. So if things are showing up in a certain way and it's not what you want, then you need to go back and look at what your vibration was that brought you that. And so the opportunity, and what this is all about here at Woman on Purpose, what I'm all about here is supporting you to bring your awareness to what it is that you feel is truly calling you, that you feel that deep desire, what your deepest yearnings are, what you feel called towards when you're in your higher state, because we want to trust the high vibration. Because when you're in a low state, that clarity is not going to be there. So we want to bring you up, bring your energy up, so that you have the clarity of what feels right and aligned. Then we want to have your vibration up day to day, so that you're able to align into that, you're able to embody that, and that your point of attraction supports you to bring that to reality, that you can stay aligned and things unfold on your behalf for you in alignment with that vision, because you're embodying the vision. And you're aligning in with that, your vibration is aligned to that, and therefore your point of attraction is aligned to that. So I've been doing personal development work since I was 16. And I've done lots of therapy and lots of healing and lots of clearing and lots of, you know, hitting pillows with baseball bats and, you know, lots of things over the years. And what I know is, for me to be aligned and on purpose, the simplest, most powerful way for me to be aligned and on purpose and to step forth in the world doing that, despite the low vibration fears, doubts and concerns, the easiest way for me to elevate up into that is to maintain my energy and vibration and frequency each and every day. Now, if you're not comfortable with the word spiritual, I use the word spiritual, but when I use the word spiritual, I'm not using it in a religious context. I'm using it in the context of spirit, universe, God, divine, and being aligned in and tapped into that. And that when we're in a spiritual void, spiritual avoidance, so just feel into that, spiritual avoidance. When we're in a spiritual closet, when we're denying that natural universe force, God force, divine force, spirit force, when we're denying that and we're separating from that, contracting from that, that's when we feel that resistance, we feel the discomfort and pain, because we're not allowing ourselves to step fully into all of what's aligned at the highest level for us, what's calling us and what's possible for us in terms of our potential with our full life expression. Now, the next layer to this is, deep breath, take a deep breath. The next layer of this is the compounding effect, the expansion that occurs when we're maintaining this higher vibration in an ongoing way, day to day to day, that it compounds, just like when you eat nutritious food and your energy increases day after day. When you exercise and your fitness increases. When you're breathing deeply day to day and your lungs can take in more and more, and that fuels you and fuels your brain and opens up more brain cells, and you know, your awareness can expand. You know, there are heaps of analogies that I could use here. But what I do know is that by and meditation is another one. And when I say meditation, I'm not necessarily talking about sitting there in silence. It could be that you're staring at a candle and deep breathing. It could be that you're walking. It could be dance meditation, when you're just dancing to music and allowing yourself to be really present and feel that vibration rising up, and it's almost euphoric. So when we maintain day to day that intentional vibration raising time, dedication, activity, the compounding effect day after day after day expands, and that we can have these quantum leaps into the next level. And I love thinking about that, looking at human design at the moment, and then I'm a manifesting generator, manifestor. Oh, I've got it back the front. Well, anyway, and that I was watching a video on it last night, and it was all about that, that I have the power to have those quantum leaps. And I know we all have the ability when we're aligned and tapped in and we're harnessing this universal power and our power. When we're harnessing it, that we can have quantum leaps for ourselves and in terms of what we're doing in the world. I'm just going to get off my chair. I'm at the park walking around with Ruby. I'm just going to go and get some sun on my body. Gorgeous day here today. It's going to be 27 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, perfectly blue, green all around me, my little pooch following me around. And this is part of my routine, right? My daughter started a new school this morning. It's been a little bit of tension for her around that. So I got her off to school, came home, just thought, oh, okay, really just want to go out and take a moment to let the vibes rise, listen to a little bit of a podcast. Then I put some Beyonce Halo on and stopped that halfway through because I felt like it was time to just hit record on this for you. So, where am I taking this next? So the momentum that occurs from this consistency with maintaining our vibration can provide those quantum leaps. And what I'd like to do is collapse the thinking or the belief that you may have that things take time, that there can be quantum leaps, that you can shift from a vibration to another vibration. And even when I was driving here in the car, when I was listening to something, it was about how we can shift from whatever state we're in to another state. And some of the simple ways to do that is just with consciously choosing to feel satisfied about something, and satisfaction. You know, we hear a lot about gratitude and appreciation, but satisfaction is such a beautiful state. And that just by choosing to feel satisfied about something, you know, satisfied that these shoes I'm wearing are really comfy and feel so good on my feet. And what else can I feel satisfied about? Satisfied about this sun feeling on my face and just enjoying that. Satisfied. And I don't want to make it conditional, right, that we have to have these things that we're satisfied with, but just choosing to be satisfied. You know, just satisfied even with feeling that ground under my feet. Satisfied to not be wearing a mask. Just satisfied, just feeling satisfied in the moment and the power of that, and that we can shift our energy and vibration and frequency, and that we can feel into all of this alignment and embody this alignment and allow those quantum leaps. So, what's the opportunity for you? What are the insights or aha moments that you've just felt or thought through? What's crossing your mind? What are you feeling inspired about? Is there action you're feeling inspired to take? What's the opportunity? I love the fact that on the other side of the park right now, there's a woman walking her dog in the park. There's people and dogs everywhere, and she's in her silky satin bathrobe at 9:43 on a Monday morning, just cruising around in her flip-flops in her satin, white satin robe. Here you go, girl. All right, so let's bring this to a close. So what's the opportunity for you with this? What's coming up? And if you want to be part of this conversation more and more, then come on over and check out the membership. Join me. Let me support you to step fully into alignment with your inner self, your higher self, stepping fully into that ease and flow of natural self-expression. And I guess that's what I want to say here is there's a real difference. I want you to feel into this. There's a real difference having that higher calling, that inner calling, the vision that's calling you, even if it's unclear. There's a difference between motivating yourself and pushing yourself. Come on, you can do it. I know it feels scary, but do it anyway and push through. And there's a difference between that energy versus what I think is the easier way, simpler way, but the more conscious way, is doing the alignment work, stepping into, allowing that natural high vibration and doing the activity that supports you to step fully into that alignment, to allow that alignment, and then for the action that you feel then compelled to take, rather than trying to push through the resistance around it, is then the opportunity is to feel in flow and for that to feel like it's truly aligned. So this is about lifting a vibration and energy to create that alignment, to feel that embodiment. You're in a state where you feel inspired to step forth and take action, almost compelled. Sometimes there is that compulsion, just like I had to hit record just before when I felt in a certain state. That is a whole different way of operating and living and bringing to life that higher calling than if you're doing it from a lower vibration and you're trying to squeeze it out of you. Right? So just feel into that. Because what I know for myself is that when I have this higher vision, and if I'm trying to take action around that from a different vibration that doesn't match, I may be able to take action, but it's not in integrity it's not authentic at that time. And it's almost like the sabotage that comes later around that, where it doesn't stick, or that whatever I did, whatever action I took, wasn't aligned and didn't land in some way. It didn't land for people, or it didn't quite work, or I go back to it later, it doesn't feel right. Does this resonate at all? Do you know what I'm talking about? So this is about, in a nutshell, getting into inner and higher alignment with all of who you are and that higher vision, so that you're then able to be in flow and take action from that aligned state. And more, that expanding momentum occurring, so it feels easier and more natural day to day. You can have quantum leaps. And then staying there, continuing that expansion, doing that day-to-day activity, and not getting sidetracked by bright, shiny opportunities. No, you might get sidetracked by bright, shiny opportunities if they're aligned. And that's okay. But you don't get sidetracked with busyness, forget to do or neglect or avoid that activity that brings your vibration up and allows for you to be in flow, for you to walk the walk that feels true for you. So if you want more, check out the membership at womanonpurpose.com. Come and hang out with me. And here's to you living an aligned, full, expansive, fulfilling life on purpose.